You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. You guys aren't going to believe this. The latest Sandusky victim, right? The latest victim allegedly saying that Sandusky sexually abused him is his own grandson. We are talking Sandusky's 5-year-old grandson. This just in. I'm going to have to read it as we go. Apparently, this is one of Sandusky's adopted sons. So still his grandson. The boy's mother filed the complaint. The boy is 5. One of the most recent victims. Now, of course, Sandusky's attorney is saying, oh, no, no, this is baloney. I mean, what do you believe? I mean, not that Sandusky's the most credible defendant at this time. I mean, this is tough because we're hearing story after story. I would hate to think who's going to make up the jury. We were talking about this yesterday, how, you know, Jerry Sandusky talked, which is a little odd for somebody to, before the court case, to talk, because usually, like with Conrad Murray, he stayed quiet. Conrad Murray stayed quiet. Nobody could interview him. Nobody could talk to him until the court hearing. And still, I don't think he's talking to anybody. But Jerry Sandusky, you know, he let there be interviews, and, you know, because he knew that there'd be, you know, potential jurors that could be swayed by all this. But what are you supposed to think, right, if now his possible old grandson, 5 years old. Okay, we have no other information yet. As we do, we'll break it. Not that I think anybody really wants to hear. Now, this brings up something that I'm a little confused about. In some of the latest TV programs, they brought up incest. You know how I talk about I like to watch Boardwalk Empire and I like to watch Game of Thrones? Well, I didn't realize this, but in both shows, they had a concept of incest, where Boardwalk Empire, the son slept with his mother, and in Game of Thrones, a brother and sister slept together. Now, why is that now pervading our primetime viewing? Why is that now in regular TV? Those are HBO programs, but is incest coming back? Is that what they're trying to say? I mean, you know how society evolves as TV evolves? You know, I mean, you know, when you watch shows in the 50s and 60s, nobody really talked about sex. Remember I Love Lucy? Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball had to, on the set, have different beds. Remember the original I Love Lucy's? They couldn't have a bed together. The beds had to be separate on TV. Then, a few years into the program, they could have a double bed. You know, and everyone's like, oh my God, we're seeing them in bed together. Please, come on. They were in the dorkiest pajamas. She was in a muumuu or nightgown. All right. But, you know, a lot of things were taboo. You know, then in the 70s, you know, they started to make little jokes. Taxi probably was one of the first shows to kind of throw out there a little bit of, more sexual subjects. Cheers in the 80s brought up a lot of sexual harassment. I mean, sexual harassment was all over that show in the 80s. And then, of course, that started to crack down as people said, your boss really can't say those things to you. You know, like Sam would talk about Rebecca's pom-poms, you know, and it was funny on the show. But then society was like, okay, no, can't be doing sexual harassment. So then the TV, you know, you start to stop seeing that on television. But then you start watching Friends and some of these other shows, Will and Grace, and people are touching each other's boobs, right? Like, it's okay to touch somebody, a girl touching another girl's boobs on these shows in the 90s and 2000s. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is that what people are doing? Are girls touching each other's boobs? Is that okay? I don't think that's okay. I don't think that's okay. You know, when I was pregnant, and I was pregnant in the year 2000, 99 to 2000, one of my girlfriends did that. She came up and grabbed my boob. And she goes, oh my gosh, when are you going to make milk? I'm like, get your hand off my boob. That's not okay. That's never been okay, and it never will be okay. Get your hand off my boob. I was really ticked. Plus, you don't touch a pregnant woman's boob. You just don't, okay? You don't touch her tummy. Everybody loves to touch a pregnant woman's tummy. They love to go up to a pregnant woman and say, let me feel your tummy. No, and they rub it. Or they don't even ask. They just rub the tummy. No, don't be rubbing a pregnant woman's tummy. Trust me, our animalistic instinct comes into play. We don't want anybody touching our tummy. It's not like the fetus could feel it. It doesn't feel good. If you rub a pregnant woman's tummy, no, it doesn't feel good. She may rub her own. But no, we don't want your sticky peanut butter and jelly hands touching our tummies. Anyway, so finally, a subject I wanted to bring up in terms of the Sandusky and grandchild, is we had a visiting, I think it was a professor in school, and he was talking to us just about psychology or something. I really don't remember, because the only thing I remember from that whole lecture was he said that one day his granddaughter sat on his lap and he got an erection. Now, of course, I almost vomited when I heard this, and he was saying, it's okay, you know, it's okay. It's not that you're sexually attracted to your grandchildren, you know, or anything. It's just, you know, every once in a while, there's going to be something that shouldn't give you an erection that will, and that's okay. Now, we're looking at each other going, what? No, what? Now, I don't think he ever acted on it. I don't think he's a sex offender, nothing. He was just saying that kind of happened. You know how the wind changes direction? Well, granddaughter sat on his lap. I don't think it's okay. I think it's freaky. You know, if I was a granddad and my granddaughter did that, I would like be like leaving. I'd like move out of the country. Okay. I mean, that's just weird, totally weird. All right. But I mean, maybe that is, I don't know. I'm not a man. I mean, do you get erections at whims? I mean, do things that aren't supposed to give you an erection, you know, like, I don't know, Donald Duck cartoon or something. If that does, is that kind of norm? The norm? See, nobody talks about this. I mean, I'm a doctor. No, nobody talks about it. Also, we don't ask. I mean, I don't really know a lot of doctors that go, do you get erections when you shouldn't? You know, usually we're worried about you not getting an erection, you know, because we're ready to prescribe Viagra. But we usually don't say, you know, look, does looking at a bunny slipper give you an erection? We don't usually ask that. But I'm wondering if maybe we should. Because maybe if Sandusky's lawyer asked him, do you get an erection when your grandson walks in the room, maybe somebody could have figured out that this guy is a... Okay, all right. When we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Donovan working the dials. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for sending this out to everybody nationwide, coast to coast. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and of course email us at drdahlia.com. Okay, so a little more information on this grandchild that allegedly Jerry Sandusky had possibly abused. The grandchild is the son of Jill Jones, ex-wife of Sandusky's son Matt, who earlier this month got a court restraining order barring Sandusky from contact with their children, two young daughters and a boy. Okay, so there may be a little more in this. This is the ex-wife, so obviously the ex-daughter-in-law, but this is the son. Now, again, this is all alleged. The story that broke just a little while ago was Sandusky's 5-year-old grandson may be the latest victim to come forward of alleged sexual assault. Again, we don't know much more about what's going on. It's apparently the ex-wife of Sandusky's son, Matt, who filed the charge and has a restraining order keeping Sandusky away from her children, which would be his grandchildren. Okay, so as we get more information, we will. It's very difficult to report on that story without vomiting in my mouth, so I apologize if I sound sound garbled. All right. Another shocker was the L.A. Shooting, the Hollywood shootout that occurred where there was somebody, did you hear about this, just randomly shooting at cars and people. Hollywood, I believe, let me see if it was, I thought it was on Vine Street and Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. The gunman just calmly pointed his handgun, opening fire on passing cars. He shot a man in a Mercedes in the jaw. And I think the Mercedes is okay, but the man that was shot was in the jaw. He's okay. He was taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, treated. Oh, I think I was born there. I was born when it was called Cedars of Lebanon at the time, Cedars of Lebanon Medical Center, Cedars of Sinai. That's where I was born. Cool place. Okay, so he's in critical condition, but he is expected to survive. You know, witnesses said, well, they weren't expecting this. You just see a man out there shooting. They thought that it was a movie being filmed. It just looked so calm, so casual, and then when they realized what was going on, apparently LAPD did shoot him down, and he's dead. Emmanuel Fierro, 21, said, I walk through these streets every day, go to school. I couldn't believe what was happening in the streets, but I guess this is Hollywood. Listen, okay, I'm from L.A., I was obviously born in Hollywood. No, that's not normal. Okay, that's not normal. Normal. Virginia Tech, well, you wonder what's the norm there. Now, with the latest on Virginia Tech, it looks like the shooter was a 22-year-old part-time student at a nearby college. I'm going to get that information, too, pretty soon. Starting my computer. I'm just sitting there. Look, my computer is like, it's on propofol. This is ridiculous. My computer's not moving. So, from what I remember, okay, all right, this is when I was doing my prep for the show, from what I remember, 22-year-old part-time student, we don't know what he's studying. Again, no relationship to the officer whom he shot, but it was the same handgun he used to shoot the officer and shoot himself. As we get more information on that, we will see. I'm tired of hearing all these guns and carnage and people shooting and sexual assault and oh my gosh, what is going on with the society? You know, I sometimes feel bad because, you know, I talk to you about stories and we talk about how 1 in 3 people have a mental disorder. And even though you see statistics of 1 in 10 people take an antidepressant, people take an antidepressant sort of a mental disorder. We are talking 1 in 3 people have an actual screw loose. Having some depression, having a little anxiety, no. You could be normal. We're talking a screw loose. And I sometimes feel guilty talking like this. I do. You know, I'm a medical doctor. I should have more empathy for people, and I should look at things a lot more objectively. I should intellectualize a little more about what the situation is, but I can't. 1 in 3 people are kooks. Okay, yes, I do empathize with somebody that has severe mental illness. I do. But you see, I'm not concerned about people with diagnosed mental disease. I have no problem with the schizophrenics and bipolars and the people we diagnose every day and get help. I have a problem with the people that aren't diagnosed. Okay, these people walking around randomly shooting are not always diagnosed cases. I think with Jared Lovier's case, I think even the parents were saying, no, he's fine. Nothing's wrong with my baby. What? Yeah, something was wrong with him. Didn't anybody diagnose that? Didn't anybody figure that out? You know, this Virginia Tech kid, did he have a history of mental illness? Again, they just barely, you know, broke the news on who he was. And so, no, we don't know. We don't know who this guy was. And so I'm telling you this because I think I want you to just prepare for the average person walking down the street next to you could be an absolute kook. Just an absolute kook that will pull out a gun. Look at the idiot that pulled a gun in the Reno Denny's, the Carson City Denny's, a month or two ago. No rhyme or reason. Well, then, you know, people look back like Monday morning quarterback going, all right, well, maybe, yeah, he was kind of grumpy. Yeah, I did think he had a screw loose. Okay, but you see, you go back, and no, that's too late. Okay, if somebody has a screw loose, you need to report it then and there. Okay? Now, my computer's mad at me. Oh, this is great. Let me read this to you. I hope some of you are computer techies. It's saying beginning dump of physical memory. Why is my computer taking a dump? Yeah, it's saying right now, beginning dump. My computer right now is supposedly taking a dump. What? All right, well, my computer's down. This is awesome. All right. Okay, you know what? I think my computer probably has a mental disorder. That's what I think is going on. All right, so Donovan, I don't have a clock, so you tell me when to shut up, okay? Okay, so, all right, so we're talking about 1 in 3 people have a mental disorder, but I'm not worried about those people. I'm worried about the people that haven't been diagnosed yet. Now, here's an example. When I was going to school, I had a friend, and, one friend. Yeah, one, I know, believe it or not, making news. All right, so I had a friend, and he was very, how shall I say, he was kind of moody, but most people in college are. You know, he didn't look like he did drugs, he didn't drink alcohol, and he was just kind of, you know, laid low. And one time we were out at happy hour, and he was talking about how, you know, nobody really seems to care. It doesn't matter whether he's around or not. Now, of course, I was just a stupid 19, 20-year-old. You know, I didn't see that as a sign. I'm like, well, yeah. You know, he's like, isn't the world a negative world? I go, yeah, the world's a negative. You know, there's a recession going on. I think there was a cigar embargo because of the White House and Monica Lewinsky. I mean, a lot of things were going on at the time. I'm like, yeah, you could say it's negative. But, you know, I was so happy-go-lucky, I just figured I was odd man out. Well, couple days later, nobody heard from him at work. He had ended up killing himself. He was a chemist. He was a chemistry student, but he actually worked as a chemist for the one of the government agencies. I don't know if he was DOE or EPA. And I think he made himself a tent and used, I think, hydrochloric acid and cyanide, made something together. I don't know. I don't want to teach you guys how to do it. But anyway, and he killed himself. And I was one of the last people he talked to. I had no idea. He had done it. He was in his apartment. And you know how roommates, you know, come and go in and out. So nobody knew anything happened to him until somebody started to smell something from his room. And it was him and, you know, sad case. But, you know, once I heard that happen, of course, I was devastated. I went to the funeral. I'm like, oh, my God, was it me? If I was one of the last people to talk to him, oh, my God. Well, I talked to him about my VCR. I talked to him about having a bad period. I talked to him about my mom. I mean, yeah, you know, there could be a case that I caused him to just want to end it. But no. He obviously had some sort of depression, but I didn't pick up on it until later. I thought back and go, well, wait a second. He did make a comment about the world being negative. And people don't seem to care about him. Now, I mean, I wasn't dating him at the time, so I wasn't going to say, oh, I love you. I don't. You know, I was like, oh, come on, you're cool. Of course you're cool. What else am I supposed to say? I was 19 years old. I was like, dude, you're cool. Dude. Come on, dude. You know, so obviously I didn't act as a psychologist or didn't give any favorable or successful. I didn't successfully therapize him. Let's just say that. And unfortunately, yes, he killed himself, and there were warning signs. Now, as a trained professional, I look back, I could see the warning signs, but most people don't. Most people don't. We've talked about suicide on the show. We've had callers call in, you know, saying that their loved one did this. And, you know, when you look back, you see the signs. But many of these signs people do every day. You know, like you'll hear a coworker say, oh, my gosh, if I find one more misfiled file, I'm going to split my wrist. Well, I'm not going to call the authorities. I mean, people say that stuff all the time. Those are the people that you got to watch. All right, I got to kick my computer or give it some toilet paper. I don't know. And we'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, blends and the best tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlus1.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlus1.com. VitalityPlus1.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Yeah, my computer crashed in the middle of the show, right? So I don't have all my stories in front of us, but that's okay. You know, I remembered what I read. I have some pretty good reading comprehension. And what we were talking about before, I also have some good short-term memory, was we were talking about how this is one of the latest alleged victims of the Sandusky assault case is his possible 5-year-old grandchild. We were talking about before the break how there are kooky people, and you have to assume someone's kooky until proven otherwise. That's, you know, and I hate to say that as a doctor, but with the Virginia Tech shooter who was a 22-year-old from another campus, still we don't know what the motive is. With this shooter in Hollywood that decided to just rampantly shoot at people and got somebody in the jaw today. Well, you know, he was driving down Vine Street near Sunset Boulevard. You know, you almost have to be prepared, like police are. You know, they're prepared, and they just, you know, always assume. You know, it's funny because I I've always kind of had a thing for cops, okay? You know, I know I talk about Lord of the Rings and Viggo Mortensen, and I love cowboys. I also, you know, like firefighters, UPS truckers. Oh, I like truckers. Okay, so cops also, okay? And so whenever there'd be, like, an accident, I would come out of my car bouncing, right, you know, and say, oh, you know, can I help? I'm a medical student, or I'm a pre-med student. And, you know, I would take some of these police officers by surprise, because here I am jumping over, right? I obviously don't look very medical or professional or intelligent for that matter. And, you know, you see them kind of turn and they have their hand on their holster. And I'm like, oh, can I help? And they're like, no, get, you know, go away, little girl. And so, but you see, they're always ready. They're always prepared. Now, we can't have that type of preparation or that paranoia. We can't. I mean, we need to live our lives. But, you know, trust your instinct. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I've never talked about on air before, because I really didn't know if I should. But I mean, it's not like anybody listens to the show. And I think it's an interesting subject. Back in 2001, okay, in the month of September, I was working at a Quick Care. And I was working at Quick Care while I was waiting for my practice to build up. I've always worked 2-3 jobs my whole life. So, yes, I worked in the practice, was raising my kid, and I, you know, worked at an urgent care. All right, an urgent care. Now, a gentleman came in. Very solemn. He was he was of Arab descent. He had a very short last name, and I'm remembering, you know, the memory's kind of foggy. First name was Muhammad, and I had seen him for a sore throat, and I remember kind of just getting a little bit of a heebie-jeebies. Okay, I see, you know, patients of all ethnicities, but this one particular person was a little weird. Gave me the creeps. Although he was very cordial, he had a sore throat. I evaluated him for a sore throat. And I, hubby came to the studio. Yay, hubby came to the studio. My computer said he took a dump. My computer said taking a dump. But, you know, oh, you're so handsome. And you're so burly. Okay, hubby will help me fix the computer. See, you guys are going to have a decent show today after all. All right, on break, hubby's coming back. Oh, he's sexy and he's got a cute butt. Oh, hubby's got a cute butt. Okay, anyway, back to the story, serious story. So anyway, I'm seeing a gentleman, Mohammed, with a very short last name, for a sore throat. Very solemn, flat affect, not much emotion, almost looked a little sad. And, sad because I was his doctor. I don't know. I thought, well, maybe he's not feeling good. And if I think I remember correctly, he might have been allergic to penicillin. I don't remember, but I gave him a Z-Pak, I think. And he said, thank you. Well, a couple days later, I'm watching the news, and September 11th had occurred, and they were showing the pilots of one of the planes that had crashed into the World Trade Center. And I go to my husband, and I go, that guy looks familiar. I've seen him. I know that guy. I've seen him before. And my husband's like, what the hell are you talking about? I go, that one there in the corner, the one with no beard, cleanly shaven. So I decide to check, you know, if I had maybe, you know, because then the story broke that these guys were in Las Vegas prior to going you know, to the cities at which they were going to hijack the planes and then crash into New York City. And I ran into the Quick Care, and the FBI had already taken all the records. And so I walked out of there shaking, like I might have actually been the doctor that took care of Muhammad Atta. Now, again, the memory is really foggy. This was a complete fog. And, you know, the FBI never contacted me. Either they got all the information they got from the charts, or maybe that was his friend and he was seen by another doctor. But the point to that story is, you know, trust your instinct. You know, you get the heebie-jeebies. The only problem is, what was I going to do? All right, you know, I didn't know what my body was telling me. All I remember now, after the fact, is I got the heebie-jeebies. And I don't get the heebie-jeebies. I see people named Muhammad. I see people named Herschel. I see people named Mary Jo all the time. It had nothing to do with ethnicity, nothing like that. It was, I just felt something. Now, you can't do anything. You can't act on it. You can't, you know, you can't cry sexual assault if nobody assaulted you. You can't cry, oh, I think the guy's a white. You can't do that. But in terms of society and in terms of, you know, one of your coworkers going crazy or one of your loved ones going crazy or whatever, if you feel something weird, just trust your instinct and just be a little prepared. Just keep your eye out. Now, of course, there was nothing anybody could do. Nobody expected this to happen. But I think people out there that have a screw loose right, or are willing to do harm, give out some signals. Now, I'm a medical doctor. I'm an MD. I don't know much about signals. I don't know much about this whole other dimension that a lot of people swear they can, you know, pick up things. I don't know. I don't know much about that. I don't know much about hypnosis. I don't know much about palm reading. I don't know much about the mystical stuff. But the one thing I have no problem saying is I think there's something to it. I just don't even know where to start. All I know is I get a weird feeling when somebody around me is odd. And some of you guys are thinking, Dr. Dahlia, you're a little odd. I'm getting that feeling now. That's a different feeling, okay? All right. You know, okay, so that was the story. I still get the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. Because if I really did see Muhammad Atta and he was allergic to something, I should have given him what he was allergic to, and prevented him from, I'm kicking myself. But again, I don't know. It's not like I could contact the FBI and go, hi, I couldn't. Nobody would give me any information on where the chart was or who I could talk to. Nobody did. Nobody wanted to talk. So I assumed, well, maybe it wasn't me or maybe, but, I just have that feeling. I think it was. And it just kind of freaks you out that, could I have done something? Well, maybe not. All right. So let's talk about some medical news. Oh, my gosh. Okay. No computer yet. So if you're emailing me, I do have an iPhone. All right. But I think it's better for you to call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If I pick up my iPhone, I'll start playing Angry Birds and then I'll check Facebook. And no, don't make me go to my iPhone. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Hotmail.com. All right. Okay, this is weird. A Muslim cleric, this is an Islamic cleric living in Europe, has warned Muslim women to not get too close to bananas, cucumbers, or other produce. All right? The unnamed cleric in a religious publication said that if women wanted to eat those foods, it could stimulate sexual thoughts. Carrots and zucchini were added to the alleged cleric's list of forbidden foods. Really? I have never looked upon a cucumber or a banana as something phallic. I mean, I know people can make jokes, right? But really, I remember I went to one of Elton John's concerts, Big Red Piano or something like that, and he had a big banana with two oranges alongside of it. And I understand what he was trying to, design there, but no, didn't turn me on. Really? Really? Okay. So let me see. All right. So how do you control women? Yeah. So BikeAMaster.com said the cleric, identified only as a sheik, was asked in the interview how to control women when they're shopping for groceries and whether holding these items at the market would be bad, to which he replied that the matter was between them and God. All right. So I guess we're not to, well, Muslim women, not me, Muslim women aren't supposed to be holding a carrot. Oh, gosh. All right, coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. More medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig? With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Yes, my computer has shown some sign of life. There's an email here. It's anonymous, though, but I want to read it. Though this is a good one, guys. Thank you all for joining the Dr. Dahlia Show. Doc, I'm listening to you, but can't call in with this question out of sheer embarrassment. I've been struggling, excuse me, with the fact, I have to scroll, that I've had sexual dreams about my teenage stepdaughter. I would never touch her, and I'm not attracted to her in the least, but I can't control what I dream. I'm really worried. Okay, for those of you just tuning into the show, we were talking about earlier breaking news about Sandusky and the latest alleged victim being his 5-year-old grandson. And I had also brought up the fact that when we had a visiting lecturer in school, He had said that once his little granddaughter sat on his lap and he accidentally got an erection. And, you know, that's normal, not a big deal, even though, you know, us in class were kind of looking at each other going, really? You know? All right. So now it looks like we have this email here. And, oh, I wish I could talk to you on the phone. I wish you could call because I would love to talk to you. Dreams, having dreams. So we've talked about sex dreams a lot on the show, okay? You know, some of my listeners had dreams about their boss. Some of my listeners had homosexual dreams when they're heterosexual. What does that mean? You could dream about anything, all right? And it doesn't have to mean that's how you feel. All right. You know, again, I'm an MD. I don't know. We were just talking about how I don't really know about a lot of the mystical stuff and you know, spiritual things and, you know, how to interpret dreams and what dreams mean. But, you know, if you're a man and you have a homosexual dream about your boss and you're not a homosexual, you know, that doesn't mean you're going to be a homosexual. A lot of times there's thoughts in our mind that, you know, pervade our subconscious and then go into our conscious dream story. Like, for example, you see a movie about a spider. If there's a movie about a spider, that night I dream about a spider. All right. If I see the movie Jackass with somebody hurting himself, then I have a dream that's unfortunately kind of violent with people banging into each other and losing limbs. My mind takes it a step further. And it's not because I'm a violent person and I want those violent things to happen. I just saw the movie and it must have gotten into my mind. So, you know, here you are. You're having, you know, sex dreams about your teenage stepdaughter. Okay. Of course, that's going to freak you out. And, you know, I'm glad it does. I'm glad you're concerned, you know, because then maybe, you know, you'll be able to consciously stop. Of course, my first recommendation would be to talk to your doctor. Sit down, talk to your doctor and say, hey, look, you know, I'm having these weird dreams. I would never act on them, but, you know, what can I do to change it? It's very easy to change what you dream. You have a lot more control over your dreams than you think you do. Now, unfortunately, with all the sex abuse stuff between Syracuse and Penn State, it's very, very difficult to not have it on our minds. You know, we have this stuff on our minds, and not to mention the shows we watch, like I was just talking about, right? Two really good HBO shows that I watch, both of them have one of their sub-stories about incest. You know, and so I'm not saying you're going to dream about incest, you know, but it wouldn't be that illogical for that to happen because somebody's watching something like this, they go to sleep, and then in their dream, they piece things together. I mean, your mind, the way your mind dreams is, it's very mystical. I don't think anybody has figured that out. You know, you have weird dreams. A lot of us, we think in our dreams, that's where the, those of our loved ones in heaven, their spirits speak to us. You know, now, you know, my father has been in my dreams, but he never spoke any words of wisdom. He would, like, yell at me, and, you know, I would kind of recreate the past in my dream. Then I'd wake up going, God, Dad just chewed me out. And then I realize, well, he's long gone, and then I'm not mad that he chewed me out anymore because he's dead. So, I mean, things can enter your dreams, and it doesn't mean it's going to happen, okay? If you have sex dreams about somebody that, now, of course, if I was Frasier Crane, right, he may say, oh, yeah, there's something in your subconscious you could be attracted to, you know, and you need to get a hold of that. I still think you do. I think some sort of therapy is very helpful. There's psychotherapy, there's cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy. Psychotherapy is where they really look into your dreams. A lot of times, you know, they use Freudian ideologies, and they go back and see, okay, did you ever have a crush on your mother? Did you ever have this? You know, did you ever, you know, dream about your mother? So they really go into the deep, deep stuff. That's the type of therapist they always, you know, recreate on these TV shows with the black couch, etc. Your behavioral therapists, they really work on behavior. Like, let's say you're afraid to get into an elevator. I mean, they do a lot of things, overeating, smoking. So the behavior therapists work on your behavior, and then you have the cognitive therapists that work on how you think. You know, let's say your mother-in-law calls and it's going to ruin your whole weekend. Well, there's things you could do to mentally stop your body or your thought process from going down that path, you know, where it destroys your weekend. So a cognitive therapist or a psychotherapist, honestly, any of them could probably do a good job for you. You know, I mean, you know, talk to them and say, you know, look, maybe it's because of all this stuff in the news, you know. Now, of course, they'll ask, do you have dreams about your wife? Now, you know, if you also have dreams about your wife, you also have dreams about, you know, supermodels or whatever, that's probably less concerning than you just dreaming about, you know, and your stepdaughter. And of course, you're going to also have to be honest with some of your feelings. You know, if you think that you have at all some attraction to her, you're going to have that worked on. And they could do it. It's very easy to, you know, do things to turn a person off. You know, when people cheat with people at the work office or people that they work with or play bingo with, you know, whatnot, they say, oh, it just happened. You know, I fell in love. I couldn't control it. Yes, you can. You can control it. There are lots of things you could do. All right, there are a lot, you know, you look at that person and you find things about them that turn you off. I mean, I really think, yes, I believe in love at first sight, you know, but I also believe that you could force yourself to fall out of love. I don't think people that cheat are really that vulnerable and unable to stop it. I think you have a lot more control than you do. So in this particular instance, you need to find a therapist that'll help you get those thoughts out of your mind, if you are. Now, is that a bad thing? Is it a bad thing? Like, you know, with that visiting professor saying, you know, his stepdaughter jumped on his lap, not his stepdaughter, his granddaughter jumped on his lap, and he accidentally had an erection. Is that normal? Well, in the psychological world, they'll say, yeah, lots of different things can cause arousal. You know, as long as you don't act on it, it's no big deal. But being aroused is a normal way of life. It's something normal. You know, for most of us that have never had an arousal from something, you know, that naughty or what's the term for it? Taboo, it's really hard for us to understand. You know, I mean, but you could probably interview a very hypersexual person and they'll say, I could look at a plant and get horny. I could look at a piece of sausage, right? That girl's, when you interview, and I'll talk to some of my patients and go, look, I have too much of a sex drive. I'll be like, all right, what is going on in your mind? I mean, does this make you horny? Does it, you know, what's going on? We don't have that many people. We have a lot of people who are turned off that don't feel like having sex. We have a lot of people losing their sex drive, losing their libido. We don't have a lot of people with hyper, and we really have to research those guys and find out, you know, how do you think? And a lot of hypersexual people, they do a lot of things, you know, can make them horny or instigate a erection, and then, you know, get the thought out of your mind and move on. You know, I didn't realize this, you know, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl, but I didn't realize that, you know, boys, when they have their erections going through puberty, it really could be the wind. I thought that was a joke. I thought, you know, for years people said, yeah, the wind changes direction and you get an erection. And, you know, boys, when they're going through puberty, they get erections for no reason whatsoever. They get scared they get an erection. They get so an erection doesn't always mean you are horny or you have a sexual desire or you're going to sexually act. It could be like your radar. Right? I mean, again, I'm not a guy, but from what I understand, okay, you guys should be teaching me. But, you know, that could just be your radar, you know? So your, you know, 12-year-old son in algebra, if he thinks he's going to get called on, his body part is probably going to, you know, stand up at attention and go, look, you know, you're next. You know, oh, thanks for the warning. So I don't think we have to panic if somebody does have an arousal when they shouldn't. But it's good to deal with it. And think about, you know, address it head on. Don't try to suppress it in your memory. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.